Newsmakers is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you, including Pam Adams and the Illyopian Oracles. I'm Gary Moore on today's program.
We can't argue against this. They got all those millions of dollars and they put this stuff on TikTok and these things that our young people watch. And how do we argue against that? Well, we keep trying. And we keep trying to, you know, just to make it personal for them, to make it make sense that it's to their benefit.
WPNV contributor Sherry Cannon talks about the challenges voting advocates face trying to convince young black people to vote. Also,
yeah, it is amazing how much plastic is in everything. You know, there was a fisherman out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean catching small, hand-sized fish to eat for dinner. And when he opened up their belly, they were filled with little bits of plastic. And if I went to every listener's home right now, I won't, I promise, and I took a small blood sample, I could find PFAS, some of the forever chemicals, in your bloodstream. There's plastic in your body.
Storyteller Brian Fox-Ellis gets us ready for Peoria's Clean Water Celebration. But first, political analyst, columnist, and WPNV contributor Sherry Cannon talks about Blacks for Trump and African Americans who don't vote. You may recall last week I talked with retiring Peoria Central Committeeman Billy Halstead about voting, and he was telling us a story of how he tried to convince a young black man that he should vote. We picked up that conversation with Sherry.
Basically, my pitch is that voting is your voice. And if you don't use your voice, somebody else will speak for you. And what I mean by that, for example, is Supreme Court, and women in particular. The Supreme Court is now saying that you don't have autonomy over your own body. And the reason why that particular Supreme Court says that, because they have a supermajority of justices that were appointed by Republican presidents. Even though they're supposed to be non-political, it's clearly not true. So my thing is always about giving your power away, about not speaking or choosing people to represent you, to speak for you in those positions of policymaking.
How are you processing Blacks for Trump? We're seeing the former president on the campaign trail in news stories, black women embracing him, some people suggesting that the photographs are not real, that he's paying some of these people. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's very interesting that you would ask me that. On Easter, I went back to where I grew up in Hannibal, Missouri, had an opportunity to talk some politics with a young cousin and her significant other. These two people say they like Donald Trump. I said, can you tell me why you like Donald Trump? They said, well, Donald Trump gave us a check. I said, Donald Trump wrote a check off of his checking account and gave you money? And they said, you know he gave us that check, those checks. And I said, okay. First of all, that was Donald Trump's money, but he was very savvy into making sure that they put his name on those checks so that people like you would think Donald Trump gave you those checks. I said, but let me ask you this. Did you know you got a third check? When Joe Biden got elected, you got another check. And then you also got child care credit. You two have two children under six. Do you remember those months when you got all that extra money because you had these young children because you were employed? And 40% of people got out of poverty because of that Child Care Act that President Biden put through, which he couldn't get renewed because the Republican House wouldn't vote for it. I said, so if you think Donald Trump gave you money, President Biden gave you more money. And if you had any college debt, and like the people that the $56 billion, I don't even know what the right amount, just got forgiven over the term that President Biden's been in office, President Biden's given you more money than Donald Trump has ever given you.
Do you find yourself shaking your head that you even have to make that argument?
You know, what I started shaking my head was when we finished talking, they told me they'd never voted.
Oh.
I said, what? You let me waste all my time, and you're not even a registered voter. And I told them, don't vote. Because if that's how you're going to vote, I suggest that you keep on doing what you're doing and don't vote. Because your best interest is in getting Donald Trump reelected. So, yes, I do get frustrated. But I also know that we got to keep trying. Because we never know who's going to, what message is going to reach what particular person. But I do know you can't get mad. You can't get, you know, you can't just, you know, shake your head and just, you know, just say forget it, because that's what they want us to do. That's the whole idea with all of this propaganda out there, is to get people so tired that they say, you know, we can't argue against this. They got all those millions of dollars and they put this stuff on TikTok and these things that our young people watch, and how do we argue against that? Well, we keep trying, and we keep trying to, you know, just to make it personal for them, to make it make sense that it's to their benefit. And when Billy said what he said to that young man about what if you woke up tomorrow and they said, no black young person at whatever age is not going to be allowed to vote, how would you feel? Then the man was going to be mad about that. But you just told me it didn't matter. So which is it?
Right.
But if they could hear the reality of the number of people whose votes have been taken away, and even if they look at Florida, when under the previous governor, ex-felons got their rights back to vote, then this guy comes in and he says, no, you're not going to get to vote unless you pay all your fees and all the money you owe us for keeping you in jail. And then he went after people who didn't know that they couldn't vote. So, you know, you just got to find the right message for the right person and continue just trying to persuade them and make it personal to them.
How old were these folks in Hannibal who said they never voted?
They're older than my grandson.
How many people are we talking about? Two, three?
I'm talking about two. It's my first cousin's daughter. And she's probably 40-something. She's probably 40. And so I imagine her boyfriend's probably 40-ish, too. Or maybe they're late 30s. But they're old enough. Their frontal lobes have been developed. They ought to have been able to think this through.
Yeah. So let's stay on this subject of Blacks for Trump. As you know, I've interviewed African-Americans who say they are Trump supporters. So I'm curious to find out what you think about one gentleman. He's in his mid-50s. He talked about the wall. I said, well, you know, he's talking about building the wall to keep the immigrants out. Well, you got to watch who you let in the country, Gary, was his response. I reminded him of his attempt to ban Muslims, and he said, well, they're terrorists, Gary. And then I think he capped it off by saying, you know, Trump tells it like it is. What do you say to that person?
You know, sometimes it just isn't worth your time. And I think Martin Luther King, when he said, you know, that they're the most dangerous people, or you know, that and one of them is those that want to stay ignorant, just intentionally ignorant. You cannot necessarily argue with those people. So I pick my battles. When I see somebody that's just so ill-informed like that, you know, I'm probably going to just keep on moving and try and reach somebody that really wants to be reached. Because some people, no matter what, you're not going to convince them. And this person probably may not even vote you either, because these two people, you know, it's like they weren't getting convinced. And then after all of that, they're not even registered to vote. So I pick my battles on who. And you can tell when somebody just wants an argument or somebody really doesn't know and they just need to be educated. Because I'd rather not vote if they're ill-educated and they don't understand the whole process and the whole purpose of voting and how important, you know, voting is. I mean, local, state, federal, I mean, all of them do different things for you. I mean, when we talk about locally, I mean, the state's attorney is like has one of the most powerful persons in the state. And if you just ignore that and then you've lived black all your life, that might be a problem, especially a black male, when we look at the justice system. So, you know, there's just so many things that you would think most educated or even critical thinking people, whether they've got formal education or not, should be able to say, this affects me. From the day you're born till the day you die, somebody is affecting your life.
Well, the numbers are interesting. There are a couple of articles that were out. One indicated that Biden's black support is down 24%, while Trump's support is up, but only 4%. A lot of people saying they're staying home rather than considering Trump. Among the factors for black voters was the situation in Gaza and their disappointment that Biden isn't tougher on Israel in terms of withholding money from Israel, continuing to support Israel despite the indiscriminate bombing and the rising casualties among the Palestinian civilians. As you know, this past Tuesday at the city council chambers, actually it was a town hall meeting, there was a vote for township residents, and a majority, you know, maybe two-thirds, voted against the town council or the council adopting a resolution that would press for an immediate ceasefire. How do you process that?
I was at that meeting. So I was there and I listened to all the different arguments. And for me, you have to be able to look at it, you know, in a broader picture, because I think people, which I think President Biden is trying to do, but literally, I don't know how much power he has over Netanyahu. I think he's getting close enough to where he's going to put restrictions on any foreign aid that he gives them unless he pulls back. And you've seen that he's suddenly doing that. So what's happening behind the scenes and what we see and what we hear on TV and the news, I think is completely different. So to be able to separate Israel from the policies of Netanyahu, and if you know this man, you would know that he is Donald Trump in Israel. He is, and I think his country is going to, you know, come and really challenge him, and I think he will not win the next election. I heard in the news today that they don't even think there's 40 hostages still alive, you know, and all this stuff that he's been doing, and, you know, and for 6 months. So they had at least 100 hostages that they thought, or intel was saying, was alive, and now they're trying to do this negotiation, and part of it is you've got to release at least 40 hostages, and Hamas is saying, we ain't got 40 alive. So I don't know how this is going to play out, but I do know that American citizens have to be able to look at the global world in a bigger picture than that, because Israel is one of our closest allies, and that is what it is. They have a prime minister that I don't think he cares enough as much about Israel as he does his own self. He's trying to stay out of jail himself. He's in the same situation as Donald Trump. He is under investigation, under indictment. I don't know where it is in their country, but we know before the attack happened, he was trying to take away the power of the Supreme Court in Israel. So there's so much there, so many layers. So just to say, and to be a one-issue person to vote against President Biden over that, it's so narrow-minded. Because then you got to look at everything else that brings to the table. Even if you stay home, a no vote is basically a yes vote for Donald Trump. If you reduce the numbers of votes that President Biden has, the same way if you vote for a third party. So all of those spoilers in there, Robert Kennedy and Cornel West and what's the woman's name that keeps getting in? Those people are spoilers, and Kennedy pretty much said, I'm trying to make sure that Donald Trump wins. If I can pull 11% of this vote, it guarantees that Joe Biden won't win again.
Hmm.
And the people that are supporting Robert Kennedy are Republicans. That's putting their money behind him. So people got to look at this picture bigger than that. You can't just make a decision off of one issue and say, I'm not going to vote, because it's going to do more harm than it is good.
You mentioned misinformation, and you might have seen the defense secretary appearing before Congress answering questions about Russian interference in the election. Russian propaganda is back.
Right.
We know it was alive and well in 2016 when Hillary lost. Now it is back, and members of Congress are, unfortunately, buying into it. And you had mentioned that, wait a minute, these people are supposed to be intelligent, they're supposed to have staff, and they're supposed to be able to process this stuff and vet it. But apparently it's not happening. These high-ranking defense officials, they are fearful that a lot of this sneaky propaganda, it's making its way into the media bloodstream of America.
Absolutely. And even just last night, I think, Russia hit Ukraine with so many bombs. They said it was just, like, astronomical. And then, you know, Biden had said that he thought him and what's the guy, the Speaker of the House?
House Speaker Johnson.
Johnson was close to getting the Ukraine bill on the floor. Well, this dude's going to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to do a press conference with Donald Trump. So I just don't know if people are that afraid of Donald Trump, because he told them not to pass a bill out of the House where it's being able to listen in to foreign people or something. So they couldn't get it out of the House. Donald Trump told them don't do that. So it didn't get out of the House, out of the committee, so that it could come before the House for a full vote. So I know very well that they don't believe the propaganda that they are espousing. I mean, Marjorie Taylor, she's not stupid. She's vulgar and she's horrible, but she's not a stupid woman. She knows what she's doing, you know, and all these other people. I mean, how they were going to impeach President Biden. They just continue to play the American people like we're stupid. Like, you know, we're going to fall for the okey-doke every time. A lot of times we do. But I also blame the media. They give them too much coverage, and they don't call them out when they're lying, when they're telling deliberate lies. I mean, I watch Face the Nation and those morning shows on Sunday morning, and it just literally just infuriates me how they allow them to espouse this stuff that they know that's not true, and they don't push back on it. So, I mean, and if you don't do your research and you're depending on hearing it correctly on different news cycles or watching Facebook posts and TikToks and stuff, you're going to be uninformed, and you're going to believe a lot of the lies. People just think, well, if it's on the news, it's the truth. Well, if a representative says it's got to be the truth,
yeah.
It's just simple.
Last thought, Reverend Al Sharpton made a point, and I'm paraphrasing essentially what he said, in terms of the importance of Black people stepping up in this election, realizing that, yes, America has been a sordid journey for us. It hasn't been easy. We know how we got here. We know we had 300 years of slavery, 100 years of Jim Crow. A lot of the vestiges of slavery still exist. But in terms of the present and the future, we are dyeing-in-the-wool in terms of America and what it stands for. It is because of our journey that America is a better nation. We are the people who held America honest, who kept America honest, who put the mirror in front of America and said, hey, all this beautiful stuff that you wrote on paper, let's bring this into reality. And so we have added the integrity to the American ideals. And if we want to preserve that, if we want to continue to build on that, we need to be front and center as far as the election is concerned. Anything to add to that?
I just 100% agree with Reverend Sharpton. And the truth of it is, Black Americans have held on to democracy, forced the United States to be continue to be a democratic nation, a republic, but a democratic nation. Black women, President Biden will tell you, Black women got him and Kamala Harris in the White House. And truth be told, it's going to take Black people, Black women in particular, because Black women vote more than Black men do, and they vote Democratic 98% of the time, will save this nation once again. But I do believe that women all over the country will be coming out in November. I know you saw what they did in Arizona. The Supreme Court upheld a law that's been on the books for 150 years. That was a law before Arizona was even a state, 1864, that says you can get up to 5 years in prison for helping someone or getting an abortion. Women are watching, and women are losing their autonomy, their power, their voice. And they're not going to just stop at that. We already saw once Roe versus Wade got overturned, and they looked at, you know, the IVF, and they're looking at birth control. So women will save the day. I don't believe Donald Trump will get reelected, but people can't take it for granted that he can't get reelected. And we must vote, and we must continue to keep speaking truth to power and continuing to speak to young people about voting. I was invited on Monday to be on a panel at Bradley for some young women, and I'm eager to go there and talk to them about why they must vote.
Sherry Cannon, political analyst, columnist, WPNV contributor. Hey, thanks for being on Newsmakers.
Thank you.
On now to my conversation with Brian Fox Ellis. He and I will be teaming up along with some other special folks later this month for the Clean Water Celebration. It is an event that draws hundreds of school children from throughout the area to bring their attention and our attention to the need for us to be more aware and more active when it comes to preserving our natural resources. And Brian, you and I were talking before we were recording about some alarming statistics, sobering statistics relative to climate change and the amount of plastic that finds its way into our waterways. Talk to us about that dynamic, because I was unaware until I went to the Museum of Science and Industry that you hear stories about whales ingesting plastic, but I didn't know people, human beings, we ingest plastic too.
Yeah, it is amazing how much plastic is in everything. You know, there was a fisherman out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean catching small hand-sized fish to eat for dinner, and when he opened up their belly, they were filled with little bits of plastic. And if I went to every listener's home right now, I won't, I promise, and I took a small blood sample, I could find PFAS, some of the forever chemicals, in your bloodstream. There's plastic in your body. And as you said before this interview started, we should have banned plastic 50 years ago. We've known for a long time. This stuff doesn't deteriorate. It doesn't decay. It's here forever. And we should stop using it. You know, glass lasts forever, but glass is infinitely recyclable. Wood does not last forever, but we can plant more trees. And with Arbor Day coming up, I'll be planting lots of trees. And I hope many of you listeners will join us on April 22nd at the Peoria Civic Center. This is the 31st anniversary of the Clean Water Celebration. And I hate to correct the master, but we have thousands, not hundreds, but thousands of kids come out. We already have more than 1,000 kids registered, and registration is still open. And in years past, we've had 2,000 to 4,000 students spend a day learning to be guardians of the water, learning to be environmental activists and take care of their home, their earth, their local environment.
You know,
and it's exciting that you and I are going to be sharing the podium that day.
Yeah, you and I will be sharing the podium. And when we talk about our children, we're talking about the future. You know, I'm an old man. I don't know how old you are, but I'm probably a little older. I'm in the third quarter or the fourth quarter, right, of my life. But when I think about my grandsons and when they get to be 60-something, the world is going to be different. And if we don't start doing some stuff now, they may, and this is no exaggeration, inherit a world where the city of Detroit may be underwater. What do I mean by that? I mean that because of the greenhouse effect, because we are putting holes in the ozone layer and the sun is heating up the earth, we're melting ice glaciers, which means sea levels are rising, and cities that are near big bodies of water like Detroit may be underwater. Talk to me about just some of the doomsday scenarios that are real, unless we start.
It's easy.
Yeah, that unless we start swinging the pendulum in the other direction.
It's easy to get really depressed. As a species, humans tend to build along waterways. We love rivers and lakes and oceans and shorelines because fish is what makes humans different from, you know, other primates. It's a fish protein in our brain. And so with climate change, with the melting of the ice caps, water levels are raging and raising all over. Name a big city along the coast, it will be underwater. Miami, New York, Portland, Maine, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they'll all be underwater. When my grandchildren and your grandchildren are 70, I hope the world has changed for the better. Now's the time to begin making a difference. And that's what I love about the Clean Water Celebration is we help students learn simple ways to recycle, reduce, reuse, stop using plastic, recycle, compost, plant trees, take care of the fisheries, take care of the environment. I love the variety of speakers, like a good buddy of mine, Dr. Coldwater, talks about the watershed wellness in a time machine, traveling back and forth to see how things used to be. There's a couple of high school kids who are planting butterfly and bird sanctuaries. Their organization is called Sanctuary for the Skies. Travis Wilcoxon, an ornithologist, Clean Water, it's for the birds. From Source to Tap, Trip Barton from Illinois American Water will be looking at our local water supply. He's one of the engineers who helps to filter the water that you drink to reduce the chemicals in that water, but also, you know, take care of the source. How do we clean up the Illinois River that improves our personal drinking water? And yes, back to your question, I could go on and on about all of the doom and gloom that could be happening, but I'm a hopeful person, Gary, and I hope our listeners are too. We know when we work together, we can turn this around, but we need to start yesterday. The best time to plant a tree was 100 years ago. The second best time is today.
Very well said. Very well said. And of course, the Clean Water Celebration happening around Earth Day as well. And hopefully our listeners are going to take this information, do a little bit of research, as you said, recycle, reduce, reuse, and come to the Clean Water Celebration. Give me the dates and the place again.
It's April 22nd. It runs all day. You and I are performing at 9:30 and 11, but it begins at 9 o'clock and runs to about 3 o'clock. There's a Native American drum. There's a dance circle. There's hands-on chemistry. lots of hands-on science. There'll be some alligator snapping turtles there, one of my favorites. And it's at the Peoria Civic Center in downtown Peoria, April 22nd, 9 to 3.
Central,
and it's free.
Yes, it is. It is. That's awesome. Brian Foxellas, hey, thanks for being on Newsmakers.
Thanks for giving me a call. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Newsmakers is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you. If you would like to donate to WPNV, you may do so by going to the MBDC website. Newsmakers on WPNV. WPNV, we're Peoria's neighborhood voice. Brian Fox Ellis, master storyteller, writer, publisher. He is, of course, Brian Fox Ellis, master storyteller, writer, and presenter. Thanks for being on Newsmakers.